I always liked math. It was always my favorite subject.
Tyrell Harp is following his passion. The 22-year-old math major at Kane University is studying to be a teacher. But his diagnosis with sickle cell anemia as an infant made his dreams a long shot.
I wasn't really supposed to make it past 5, and then they told him I wasn't supposed to make it past 7. Now we're finally here at 22.
He says he survived because of the love of his family and the support of the Valerie Fund.
The times where I was just in deep pain, and I'd see all the nurses, and they'd try to make my day just a little better, and I'll never forget them for that.
And now that he's learning to live with sickle cell, there is no cure yet, Tyrell looks back with gratitude.
I don't know where I would have been if I didn't have the Valerie Fund in my life.
And he looks forward with hope.
Being a teacher, I just always felt like I wanted to give back because, you know, so many people helped me get this far, and I feel like I owe it to somebody else to try to help another life.
John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News. Michael Fernandez is a typical 15-year-old. But when this Elizabeth High School student was diagnosed with leukemia, his life was turned upside down.
I hear about cancer all the time and, like, a very incurable disease, but, like, to know that you have it yourself is quite a shock.
But throughout his ordeal, Michael has had a helping hand. The Valerie Fund has been there to guide him and ease his pain when he needed it.
It's like a sign of hope to help me through this and to make sure I won't have it anymore.
Michael's mother, Maria, is especially grateful.
It was just that ease that when you walked in there, they knew how to handle whatever might be on the table for that day.
Michael is nearing the end of his treatment.
I could see the prize, but I could barely grab it. I could just almost taste it.
Free again to dream about his future, he says he wants to become a graphic designer. John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News.